Chapter 3. Me, myself, and I. Nobody likes being alone that much. I just don't go out of my way to make friends. It only leads to disappointment. Haruki Murakami. I don't want to be alone. I want to be left alone. Audrey Hepburn. So, I needed an outlet, or at least a person to waste time with. Finally, around fifth grade, I forced myself to make a friend. He lived a few houses down and didn't try to make me do anything I didn't want to. Perfect. We were just normal kids. We went to Culver's on half days, ran around local parks on the weekends, and played video games late at night. Honestly, I was surprisingly well behaved, all things considered. Got straight A's, never was in trouble, even made the travel baseball team that year. And still, rejection continued to abound on the school front, as I didn't make the cut for the National Junior Honor Society, even though I was in all advanced classes. Yeah, and I'm a nerd, I've accepted it. But I can't front, that was a blow to the intellectual ego. It became increasingly difficult to justify caring about this school thing. Also, I didn't make the fall play. This after thinking everyone made them in middle school, so that was some bullshit. Fast forward to the ninth grade, and my social life, or lack thereof, became even more apparently deficient. I never went downtown. Parties were few and far between. I didn't even like to drink, so I couldn't pretend to be cool, even if I ever found myself in such a situation. I was socialized exclusively in parks, basements, movie theaters, and classrooms. Low expectations, minimal drama. Cool with me, I guess. My mental faculties were still there, but fresh off being spurned by an education system that didn't allow me into its honor society, I felt that the only way to exist was to take it in stride. To be a nice guy. Maybe then people would like me. I wanted to be popular, only nerds weren't that. So I found clubs, joined teams, did activities. So many activities. Taekwondo, soccer, band, first year clarinet, 5 years, by the way. Football, soccer, track, baseball, swimming, piano lessons, on and on and on. But with no foundational understanding of the why, all were useless. Like continuing to pile dirt upon what was already buried. My real self wanted to break free, but my other self kept me stuck in this cycle of codependence and frustration. Anyway. Sani in tosoluami, olua fi sayomi, olua shekemi, Muhammad Haruna. That's my name. Don't wear it out. As I got older, it became more a claim to fame than anything else. Fact is, I wanted to change it multiple times. But for reasons still beyond my understanding, the process was always delayed and would then magically drop from the realm of parental consciousness after a week or two. For a while, I held a lot of resentment towards my birth mother for what I deemed a typo on the birth certificate. Being a Mohammed was not my wish in the slightest, especially since I didn't even know the guy. But like most things, I eventually lost interest. And feelings of indifference towards everyone and everything were once more reinforced. I had to learn to stop asking questions. To keep it moving. And it sucks. But I gotta say, in retrospect, glad I never busted out the correction tape. Because my name represents so much more than a familial labeling system. Like in most cultures, but especially African ones, a name is a sacred thing. It can take upwards of 2 weeks for a tribe to settle on one. Yes, a tribe. And there are often huge ceremonies that come with the announcements. Friends and family come together and shout out potential titles as if they're collectors bidding at an auction. That's actually not true. I just thought the visual was funny. Nevertheless, a bunch of people do converge. And then, ta-da, African Baby with a cool name. My real first name, since Sunny is more like a generic placeholder, is Iyin Toso Luwami, from where I get my nickname, Tasso. Iyin Toso Luwami. It means my God is worthy of praise. Beautiful. But at the time, I hated it. I resented the fact that my brother was a neatly named Anthony and my sister was an inoffensive Gabrielle. Yet here I was, a tasso without a cause. Before we move on, a defense mechanism I often employ when something doesn't go my way is to simply block it out, to not care. As if the problem or situation has magically vanished. Not the best tool in the box, but it was the only way I knew how to exist for a while. My emotional deficiencies are still something I struggle with today, from how I relate to my ex, family and friends, classmates, co-workers, lovers, enemies, and damn near everyone in between. So at this point in the story, the relationship between my babysitters, i.e. my parents, and I was purely surface level. I found it amusingly easy to say one thing and to do another. I began to explore sex more, and of course I was blown away. The Nigerian pastor didn't say anything about this. Like, what God are you talking about? You mean the God that lets his kid get molested? And watch the head pastor steal all that money. Oh. Okay. I think I'll take it from here. God.